my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Horns up and welcome to another episode of Bacon Tadka. And what are we going to baconize today, you ask? Well, I'm thinking parathas, but not aloo paratha. Even though I love aloo paratha, but there's a paratha that I love even more, and that is paneer paratha. So we're going to go and baconize the paneer parathas.
Yo, my homies in the house say, what's up, paratha? Take it away, Daduji.
Paratha is an Indian flatbread. It is basically the amalgamation of the word parat and atta. It literally means layers of cooked dough. It is made of whole wheat flour and cooked on a tawa. It is made with various toppings. If you put paneer, it's a paneer paratha. If you put mooli, it's a mooli paratha. If you put spinach, it becomes a palak paratha. And if you put aloo, then it becomes an aloo paratha.
All right, Daduji, we get the picture. Huh. So to make our bacon and paneer parathas, we're going to start by making the atta for the paratha. Yep, the atta for the paratha. So I've got 1 cup of atta here and I'm going to add a pinch of salt to it. And now it's time to get my hands dirty. So we pour in a little water and we start to mix everything. And make sure you mix everything nicely. You'll start to feel the atta come together. And don't be scared about adding in water, because it's always easier to add more flour. Knead everything in nicely together. And you can see the dough has come together nicely. And now, to this, we're going to finish it off with just a little bit of bacon grease or bacon fat. That'll just give your atta a nice flavor, make it nice and bacony. And your atta is ready. So now it's time to make the bacon and paneer stuffing for our parathas. And we're going to obviously need paneer, which, by the way, is cottage cheese. So the first thing I'm going to do is break up the paneer into little, you know, like just basically break it up. Break it up like a bad fight. I'm going to add in about half an onion, chopped really fine. If you like more onion, feel free to add more. I'm going to mix that in well. Then I'm going to add in a chopped green chili. If you don't like it spicy, don't add the chili. And then, of course, I'm going to add some fried bacon which has been chopped. And I want to add a lot of bacon because I like bacon. Mix this all in together. Oh, that is already looking delicious. You can see everything is incorporated in well. And the last and final ingredient, some fresh coriander. Mix that in well. So our bacon and paneer stuffing is done, and I suggest you taste it to check if you require any salt. So now, let's make the actual paratha. So now it's time to start making our bacon paneer parathas. And as you can see, I've divided the dough into 5 parts, and I'm going to make 1 paratha with each. So I'm going to first generously flour the work surface. You don't want anything to stick, but you also don't want too much flour. So we want to get a nice round shape. And we're only going to roll it out so much, because we need to stuff it now with the paneer stuffing. Could take a nice big spoon of it. And remember, you don't want to overstuff it, because otherwise everything will come out. Now, fold it like a pocket. There. Press down gently. And now we roll this out. So that's rolled out enough, time to fry it. So we're gonna get our gas on now and heat up our tawa. Now normally parathas are fried in ghee, but I'm just gonna use standard vegetable oil. I don't need no ghee. Oh, look at that. That looks delicious. You want your paratha to be a nice golden brown like that. And there you have it. Paneer paratha baconized.
Paneer paratha. I actually like everything that's unhealthy because it's damn tasty.
It's not my favorite kind of paratha, but I like paneer paratha.
It's one of the best parathas that I would normally have if I went to a dhaba. I like aloo parathas more. I'm not a very big fan of paneer, so.
Oh yeah, I love parathas. I mean, you can stuff them with anything and I love it.
Bacon into anything. I don't know. I just go for it.
I don't think paneer and bacon complement each other that well.
I don't think anything can go wrong if you put bacon in it. So.
Well, it's something you don't really try on your own. Like, you're too afraid to try that.
Meat with any kind of like cheese, you know, whether it's paneer or some other kind of cheese, generally goes well, so.
I think I should try a few more to give the feedback.
You have this smooth, meaty taste going on.
Basically, he's made this paratha taste like bacon.
So it's really good and tasty and greasy and crispy.
It's a paratha with bacon, you know, it's not bacon with paratha. I really like it.
So I hope you guys liked that episode of Bacon Tadka. And I mean like really, really like that episode. Because if you liked it, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, leave me a comment below. Tell me what dish I should baconize next time. Because your feedback is important to us. If you like what we do, we've also got some kick-ass Bacon Tadka t-shirts available on redwolf.in. So till next time, keep baconizing that Indian grub.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.